opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today, Thursday the 15th, it used to be called Tax Day. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, healing starts there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Jared, I had complaints about you.
I know, I'm sorry.
And what was it?
I didn't get your mic on time.
No, not that.
Oh. Okay, now I don't know what.
Hey, know what day it is? Hey, know what day it is? People asking me.
Oh, what? Because I didn't do it yesterday.
You didn't do it yesterday.
Oh, yeah, see.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Oh, you don't like it?
Not so much.
Oh.
Just saying. I'm glad I do Thursday instead of Wednesday.
Well, I got one for Thursday, too.
Oh, dear.
Hey, know what day it is? Know what day it is? Why don't you like that?
I don't know. I just,
it's stupid. I mean, it is.
It is.
And
yeah.
It's, anyway, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But Patricia's here with the weather, and she brings a much more genteel side of broadcasting. And it is until you ask her about Democrats.
Genteel, that's an interesting word. I've never had that used about me.
Well, you know, it's, you're more genteel about certain things.
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat.
It's 48 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 76 and a low of 50. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of 83 and a low of 54. On Saturday, watch out, it's getting up to 86 and 55. And on Sunday, 90 degrees. We're going to break that 90-degree mark. And on Sunday night, we're looking at 56. On Monday, back up to 89 and a low of 54. And looks like it's going to stay in the 80s through the next week. So looks like summer is upon us. But as long as we keep in the 80s and the 90s, and I'm okay with that, and nice crisp evenings, and the wind can go away anytime it wants to. The weather, is, as always, brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I want to just say one thing. Several people have commented about my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I have this deep baritone all of a sudden, and it's always been deep. But it's the hay fever and the what have you. And
oh, it's been tough out there.
Yeah, an inhaler that I use. So I think it's getting better, but anyway, I apologize.
No, it's because I thought it had something to do with you taking a shot of Leatherneck whiskey bourbon in the morning before we
whiskey
start.
Whiskey baritone is what it sounds like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But, and I'm a Scotch person.
Really? You know, I've never acquired the taste for Scotch.
Mm.
And I don't know why. To me, you know, I must have, at some point early in my life, it must have been like a real, real peaty, you know, that peaty moss, you know, they use the peat moss to give it the flavor. And how much of that flavor is how long, you know, I mean, depends on how long they put the barrels, wherever they keep it, over that. And it always, maybe my first drink of Scotch was one of those, because it always reminded me of iodine.
Mm. Scotch,
isn't that weird?
That iodine, yeah. I don't know. Now, I drank, when I first started drinking, I drank Jim Beam. My father was a Jim Beam drinker, and you drank what Daddy drank. And
you drank what brung you.
He drank Jim Beam on water, no ice. And there was a good explanation to that, because I actually think that he usually drank down in his place down in the basement.
Right.
And
there was no refrigerator.
And if you went upstairs to get the ice, then you had to get the wrath of the my mother as to how much you're drinking. So it's just easier to drink Jim Beam and no ice.
My dad would drink Jim Beam. And I asked him why, as I became a connoisseur later, why don't you try Jack? And he says, no, I've tried Jack. And he says, just being Jim Beam is so much smoother for
him. Yeah, that's what he always drank it. And to this day, I don't drink Jim Beam. I would if my father were here, but I always have a bottle of it in my liquor cabinet just because that's what he drank forever.
That's cool.
It is. In fact,
you know what? That is cool. People think of you as a hardened political, advocate. Or not advocate, a hardened political personality. And you're not.
Not at all.
You're the one that sends out photos of hummingbird eggs.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me finish the story about the Jim Beam. When we were back in Kentucky, and you got to go through the bourbon trail when you're back in that area. And so we went through the Jim Beam factory, which was just cool. I'd say, okay, I don't drink bourbon. I don't drink, but I've got to go and do one of those places. So we went through the Jim Beam factory, and I actually have a bottle that I produced myself of Jim Beam and put a fingerprint on it, and I have my father's name on it. It's on my liquor.
Wow.
Yeah, it is cool.
That's really cool.
It is cool.
Oh, it is cool.
Yeah. So. Well, and the hummingbird thing is a really cool.
I know.
I have a little hummingbird nest on a wind chime right outside my front door, like one step out of my door.
It's kind of short-sighted on their part, I would
think. No, actually very strategic because it's about a foot and a half away from a hummingbird feeder.
Ooh.
And she's beautiful. If you go on my Facebook page, you can see the pictures of her. And she has two eggs.
Two eggs.
And so it's cool. It's
Bitty eggs.
Little bitty eggs. Huh. That's what they say they're about the size of a Tic Tac.
Really? What do they taste like?
I don't know. I haven't eaten the eggs.
Want me to tell you?
No, you know?
I will. Don't you tell me where they are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can you imagine how many hummingbird eggs it would take to make an omelet? Well, you know what, and I read this back when Rome was the imperial power of the world, they used to serve dishes of hummingbird tongues. Yeah, now how many hummingbirds?
It must have been a different hummingbird.
No, I'm pretty sure probably about the same, but back then there was no excess. There's nothing they could do that would be too much. When you think you're godlike.
Yeah.
One of the emperors out there one day killed like over 100 lions in the Colosseum just by hunting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there was nothing. There was nothing there.
God, that'd take a lot of hummingbird.
I know.
They're really tiny little guys.
I know. Think about that.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Hummingbird tongues.
Well, not how big they are. Obviously, they're. They're not that. I bet they're probably at least an inch long because they stick their tongue out into the flowers.
I've never been that close.
What do they do, Jared? Don't they stick their tongues out into the flowers?
They do.
Yeah.
But also, I read some hummingbirds have an actual bone at the tip of their tongue, so that.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but.
Hey, you can close that, Sue.
I also think they eat ladybugs because for the first time ever with the hummingbird there, the ladybugs are not taking care of the aphids on my roses next to there.
Uh-oh.
So I think she's feeding off my ladybugs.
Okay.
Anyway.
Now that we've talked about hummingbirds and ladybugs and
Jim Beam.
And Jim Beam, which, all of these are important. We're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back. We want to hit the, tax day. Not anymore.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk, I'd like to talk about what happened in Susanville and the breakdown in communications between the Dalles and the rest of the government on this. And of course, I can't let the morning get by without talking about Vice President Kamala Harris. And does she know that she's been assigned the border duties?
Yeah,
I don't know. Hey, this portion of our show is brought to you by Sleep Number. In Sleep Number, you've had a Sleep Number for
20 years.
20 years. It still does the job.
It's excellent.
Excellent. And we're getting an upgrade this weekend. We're getting the 360 smart bed, the one to kind of adjust to you with a little pedestal thing there, so that you can It's kind of like we went in there because Sleep Number says you need to get a new bed. And we said, okay, we'll get a new bed. And so that's happening this weekend. We're, you know, our bed we have now, it sleeps like a little log in it, and so does Linda. You can adjust the settings, of course, and my sleep number setting is 55. Linda's sleep number setting is 45. And that's usually what it is.
That yeah, and my night sleep number is right around 55. This will adjust your sleep number while you're sleepy?
Yeah, it adjusts to you as you move. Like, if, you know, like, I don't know about you, I wake up and I'm on my left side. I never go to sleep on my left side. I always go to sleep kind of on my right side.
I almost always
somehow
wake up
during the
exactly
night.
Exactly how I went to sleep.
Yeah, well, somehow during the night, I will shift over to my left side. And but what the bed does, and it kind of adjusts as you adjust, so that you maintain the right pressure in the right spots. There. That's sleep number. And right now, if you go on over to our sleep number store over in the Target Shopping Center, they have the new Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed. The queen now is only $1,799. And you go, well, $1,799. But think about this. These beds last a long time. They provide quality sleep. So head on over to the Target Shopping Center. Go see Steve or any of the experts there and learn about sleeping and about how this can help you sleep more hours every day or more restful sleep every day. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life. You can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professional, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Studios. Of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 7:20 in the morning on the 15th, previously the tax day, and 48 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards, right across the street from the Hill Collision Center. And they are at 1620 East Cypress Avenue, featuring modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles, plus everything from non-sports Pokemon cards to signed sports memorabilia. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. Open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't even thought about trading cards like that in a long time.
I used to have boxes of them.
I know. I wonder what happened to Rex. He had a whole... bunch of them.
Well, I don't know, because those things could be, some of them could be worth a lot of money. Hey, tax day used to be today. On this day in 2002, my dad passed away on tax day. Mm. He had nothing to do with it, but I kind of always thought it was dad's kind of like final, you know, laugh at the government.
Yeah.
Try and get me now. But they changed it. They have changed it to May 17th. The announcements have just, you know, and I gave my taxes late, as I always, not late, but, you know, sometimes I give it to them in January as soon as I get the stuff. Rick and Lori Goin, they're our CPAs, and they do a wonderful job. And but this year, I gave it to him like March. No, it could have even been April 2nd. And he says, yeah, he says they're delaying it. We just don't know till when. They haven't given any guidance yet.
Finally.
And here it is, beginning of April. And you know the CPAs and all the tax people out there are just going crazy.
Well, the lady that I spoke with yesterday doing my taxes in a timely manner, said she has filed more amended returns.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who did file early has had to amend it because they keep changing the rules.
Yeah.
All the way along, and doesn't appear that they're to a final point yet.
Well, it will be automatically extended from April 15th to May 17th. The IRS will be providing formal guidance in the coming days. Okay. Now, they do say is that, okay, the federal tax filing delay postponement may only applies to individual federal income taxes and tax, including tax on self-employment income. Payments otherwise due April 15th, not state tax payments or deposits or payments of other types. Now, I think that also the state of California has delayed.
I think so, because when I was at the tax person yesterday, she said I didn't have to pay either one of them because I do owe both of them, but I didn't have to pay them. Although she did the e-filing yesterday, I won't have to actually turn loose of my hard-earned cash until May 17th.
Now, see, I've always gone max dependence in my my retirement pay, you know, from the military. And every year I would, but you know what? Every year it has gotten less. And every year I end up having to pay the state of California some money.
Yeah.
One time I was, I had a really well-paying job and got a significant amount of money back from the government, and I still owed the state of California $400. You know, even paying in all this money, you still owe us $400 on it. For what?
Yeah.
So anyway, okay. Now you know. Tell me if you're upset about this. Brian and Megan Daly are our representatives, the state senator and the state assemblywoman.
Yes.
You know, and it wasn't an accident. Their names are the same. They're married. And they are serving we the people
yes.
up here. They made this press release yesterday about the fact that the state of California is closing down Susanville Correctional Center. And they didn't know about it. Now, they represent this area, and you're talking about the Susanville Correctional Center has over 1,000 jobs
yes.
there. 1,000 jobs in Susanville. You know that's going to have a huge impact, not just
major.
On the people, but on the town of Susanville. And here are the two representatives that the California government, the prison board or
Senate,
whoever,
exactly.
didn't think enough to call them before they made the press release.
Now, but they didn't make that decision overnight. That's
no.
something that certainly has been being discussed with the prison system
it had to
for
have been.
A long time.
And
why in the world wouldn't our senator, who has been with government for how many years now?
Well, now it's getting in. It's got to
like
be.
10? Like,
well, he is a politician. I mean, well, no, it's been more than that. If you count, he's been in politics.
But at the state level.
At the
I mean,
state
for
level.
The assemblyman,
at least 10 years.
At least,
at
10,
least
years.
10 years.
He has made many connections, obviously. If nobody's thought to pick up the phone and say, hey, we're talking about closing one of the biggest job-producing things in your town where you live and have been serving as an elected official for the last 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
I mean, why?
Or why didn't you just pick up a rumor on the streets?
I mean, don't you go to committees? I mean,
I don't know.
It was kept so secret. I mean, this government doesn't keep anything secret. But obviously they kept this a secret because, you know, the mayor, you could almost kind of understand, okay, the mayor's down in that pecking order. But still, you would think somebody would call her. This whole thing is just ludicrous.
It is ludicrous that there hasn't been some rumors about they're thinking about closing it, they're going to close it, something.
And if they did know, why did they act like they didn't know?
I don't know.
I mean, why would you? You wouldn't. You would say, we've been fighting this. We've been fighting this, you know, that when it came up. I mean, there wasn't anything that was told to the city. There wasn't anything that, you know, that went to the town and said, we're
you know. You can't keep secrets in government.
You can't. Well, yes. Obviously you can. Because it's not only, you know, and they're using as the reason less inmates. We've got to consolidate here. We've got a lot less inmates now since we've been turning them back on the streets with you.
Yeah.
Nick.
Got a lot more crime since you've been turning them loose on the streets with us.
This is
a classic example of the Democrats running the show and not even talking to the Republicans about it. But the point I wanted to make, why I called, is how is this going to impact Reading? You know, they get on a bus, they turn them loose, they put them on a bus, and they ship them over to here to make connection to go someplace else, and they get off the bus, spend their $200, and they're stuck in Reading. Maybe our city elders, city and county, should meet down there, should have some kind of a greeting ceremony
committee.
Down there, giving them something to eat, stay on the bus and keep going, don't get off the bus, something to that effect. Or maybe, you know, the Good News Rescue Mission should be down there with a booth saying what wonderful services we have for them. Stop in Reading, we'll feed you. We'll house you. We'll rehab you. You know, this is going to have an impact on Reading is the point I'm trying to make, and we should get ahead of the game and figure out how to alleviate it.
I will certainly tell you that when I was on the Board of Supervisors, with something like this would be a major topic of discussion with the Sheriff's Department and the detention facility.
Oh, no, it
facility.
Has to be.
And that, you would have an action plan immediately how to do it. And, Nick, what you suggested is somebody meeting them there, don't let them off the bus.
Are you confident that this group that we have leading us now will do that?
Not so much.
That's the point I was trying to get to. So
well,
we
the
to
thing, of, you know, what you're saying, though, is just, I mean, there isn't any group. There isn't any town that, you know, you get some, you know, how do you know which ones they're sending? Well, you're going to have a group down there for every bus that comes in?
if that's what it takes to keep criminals out of our community.
But you can't, you cannot tell them not to get off the bus. You can't do that. Have you ever heard about your freedom? What about, no. You know, everybody here is talking about the Constitution. Telling somebody they can't get off a bus, oh no, you can't come and sit in this town. What happens about, you know, those individual freedoms that you have to do that? Nobody tells me I can't get off a bus.
I've got my hand raised. It's my turn to talk, Carl.
Well, we weren't even talking. Oh, we were talking about that. Okay, go on.
I'm talking about making them not feel welcome. You can't stop them from getting off the bus, but if they see a bunch of farmers with pitchforks or constitutionalists with their guns strapped on, maybe they won't want to stop. Maybe that's kind of an extreme example, but do you get my hint there?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but you know, as soon as you start talking about taking their liberties away from somebody, you're taking them away from all of us.
I know that when I go into a establishment and I don't feel welcome, I leave.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you have that choice.
Well, and
well, so do they. They don't. They've got the choice to get off the bus or not get on it. Stay on it.
Thank you, Christ. Just don't make them feel welcome.
Well,
that's
but
it.
There's okay. But if you're going to do that, then you what we need to do, and I think we should, is thoroughly reform the system on how we give things away, how that, you know, how do you have to establish something? All
that's
of these
really
things.
That's really going to happen, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
we've been talking. Well, let me put it this way:
we have been
talking about this through a variety of different leaderships at the city and the supervisors level, and it's never happened.
No, we haven't.
We have.
To us at public comment, and it doesn't even go in one ear, let alone out the other. It's the same old thing. We keep appeasing, and we encourage homelessness. I'm convinced that's one of the economic bases of Shasta County is homelessness. And the grants and the money we get from the state and the feds for it.
Do you understand breaks in radio?
No, I don't. Explain that to me, would you please?
Well, that's probably, you know.
That's when you want to get me off the phone because like arguing with me.
Because it's 2 minutes after the break.
Because it's 2 minutes after the break, and you know what that's like.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Bye.
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 I will say this. In the Marine Corps, when we got ready, we were out at San Clemente. That's where the 7th Marines was. When we discharged a bad guy, we would call the San Clemente Police Department and say, we're dropping him off out at the gate. Because we'd take him to the gate, get out of the car, you're now a civilian. And guess who'd be waiting for him?
Sheriff's
now,
Department.
This is back in the 70s.
The
city to police would be waiting for him. They'd pick him up. They'd take him to the bus station and tell him to get out of town. That's just the way
maybe
it was.
Maybe what Nick is saying is that he's trying to instigate some of that good old-fashioned common sense again.
This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of common sense, Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank started with the concept of actually being their customer's best friend when it came to banking. They helped immeasurably when the COVID hit and the payroll protection plan came out both times, making sure that businesses received the money quickly and were able to stay open and they could continue to hire people. They, on your day-to-day banking, they take extremely good care of you. And they've got three branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, two up here in Redding at 1845 California Street, right down the street here, and the other in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They've still moved dreams forward while all of this is going on. Go on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and find out how they can move your dreams forward. 7:33 in the morning, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about our local public television station.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Creekside Pub and Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub and Grill inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
When you're smiling.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to give us a call, you can give us a call at 605-4567.
The number of things that are going on around here are astounding. I'm putting the article about Susanville on Facebook right now.
Uh-huh.
And I just find it, again, I have to say this before we go on to our guest. I just find it
incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That our two representatives weren't even anywhere in on the loop. And as they said in their own press release, we didn't know about it until they made the announcement Tuesday.
They found out
the same time the mayor and everybody else found out about it. How could they not? I mean, you said it. You've been in government. I've never been in government. So, and I realize the Dems have no reason to talk to Republicans at all.
But if you're paying attention to the notes that are coming across your desk, you're in the same city.
Something.
Got to be conversation out of the state board, the corrections board.
There's got to be something.
I don't know. Is Jim Nielsen still connected with?
Well, he's the senator for the next district over.
But You'd have thought.
You would have thought somebody would have known.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you there for?
I don't know. They're real interesting.
Okay. Anyway, hey, let's go to the phones. Hey, on the phone, we have KIXE. Bethany, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Bethany.
Bethany Rao is there. And now, who else is with you?
I have Tara Ferris. She is my co-captain at KIXE.
Okay, your co-captain. Okay.
My co-captain.
All right. So tell me what's happening.
Well, we started at KIXE in end of November, beginning of December as the new auction and events team. And so we're here to talk about our first event, which we're super excited about. And not only is it our first event, we decided to partner with another nonprofit so that way we can, you know, share the fundraising jobs, share the fundraising money, all the things with the Shasta Library Foundation, which we're super excited about.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So, so when's this going to be?
So, it's what we're calling it is Make Moms Day. It's a Mother's Day event, which is on sale now. And basically what it is you are purchasing a kit. And this kit is going to include appetizer, ingredients to cook dinner, and dessert for four people. And so you go on and purchase now through April 30th, and then on May 8th and May 9th on Channel 9 as well as YouTube and on our website, you are going to be able to follow along to learn all these things about this dinner, and you're going to learn how to cook chicken Alfredo from scratch, including the pasta, right along TV with Chef Kay Stedman from Moonstone and Barb Cervantes from BC Catering. She's handling the appetizer and dessert portion. He's going to walk you through learning how to cook this amazing dinner. And we've tried it, and it is delicious.
It's incredible. And it's so amazing because not only is this event, this fundraiser supporting KIC and the Shasta Library Foundation, it also supports Moonstone Bistro and BC Catering as well, two local businesses, especially Moonstone. She had to close down shop because of COVID, and then the community just rallied behind him to help him open up this this patio in the back, and so now he's flourishing again. So it's great. It's our little way of thanking the community as well as the community supporting
you. You are really breaking up here. So are you on speakerphone?
I am not. I'm on a normal phone. But Bethany, you can take it away. I'll hop off just in case.
Okay.
Okay.
So who's Bethany? You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, getting closer to the phone there, kiddo. From what I understand, what this is going to be is you can buy all the ingredients for a great Mother's Day dinner.
So the appetizer portion, you're going to get this delicious. Homemade bruschetta and homemade garlic butter with a baguette.
Uh-huh.
That you could, you know, toast the baguette. You can just have it as it is with this bruschetta and garlic butter. And that's coming courtesy of Barb Cervantes and the Shasta Library Foundation. And then you're going to have all the ingredients minus the things you typically would have at home, salt, water, oil. And you're going to learn how to cook chicken Alfredo. It includes mushrooms and asparagus. And you're going to cook that from scratch, including the pasta. You're going to mix that pasta by hand. You're going to roll it out. And Tay does such a great job of walking you through how to do it, whether you have a pasta rolling machine. As I said to him on a live the other day, I have a bat. Can I use a bat? He's like, you could totally use a bat. And you're going to roll that pasta out. You're going to cut it up. You're going to cook it. And then you're going to finish off the meal by spending more time with mom with these homemade s'mores that Barb Cervantes has put together. This big old, we've been calling it a marshmallow pillow. It is delicious. And you're going to get the graham cracker. You're going to have this beautiful chocolate ganache. And the whole premise behind it is that you are going to make Mom's Day. And whether that is your biological mom or just the mom in your life, an aunt, a best friend, whoever it may be, you're just going to spoil the heck out of them on Mother's Day by cooking this beautiful
meal.
So what's going to happen is you're going to give us the information as to how we purchase this. It will be shipped to them, delivered to them prior to the date.
Yep. So you can go to www.kixd.org/events to purchase your kit. And then pickup is actually going to be on Friday, May 7th. We have hours set aside. I think it's 4 to 7. And then, again, on Saturday in the morning from 10 to 1 at Sizzle's Kitchen. Sizzle's Kitchen is donating their space so we can package all this food in a safe kitchen area and keep everything in a nice big refrigerator, because you're getting chicken, you're getting cream. We don't want that.
Gotcha. So they're going to pick it up on May 7th.
May 7th and May 8th at Sizzle Kitchen. And then the show is going to be live on KIXC May 8th at 4 and 8 p.m. And again on Mother's Day, May 9th at 5 p.m. As well as everyone who purchases will get an email with a YouTube link if for some reason you can't follow along with the show on TV. And on top of that kit, we also had a beautiful Tempranillo wine donated from Churn Creek Cellars, and they put a custom KIXC label on it, so that's a little add-on that you can get if you really want to spoil mom there.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay, now, again, tell us how people can get these. And you know what, if I may just say that, perhaps your mother isn't around or she's in a different state. Doesn't mean that you can't get it for just your family.
Exactly.
A special woman in your life.
Special woman in your life.
Special woman, special man, whoever, that special person in your life, just spoiling that Mother's Day.
There you go.
And if it's just you, you can spoil yourself.
You know what? I have a dear friend that's a single mom, and she's doing it to just have a fun day with her girl. So, yes, you can, whatever the situation may be, whoever you want to spoil. This is a perfect way to do it while supporting two amazing local nonprofits. So, again, you can go to www.kixc.org/events. You can learn more about everything that's included and snatch up those bags before they're gone.
Okay.
We have limited quantity.
Great. This is a great idea, Bethany. And I think I'm going to do this just for Linda, and I'll cook dinner just for her.
That would be amazing.
So I think I'm going to come to your house and you can cook dinner for Linda and I.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll do that. I'll do it for Trish and Linda, and because I am a very accomplished cook. Okay, thanks very much, Bethany. Send me a note now and then, and we'll talk about it some more.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. That sounds like fun.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. They always come through when you need them.
Absolutely.
I went in there that one day, and Rebecca said it was Valentine's Day. And I said, I'm looking for something special. And she said, because she knows Linda, she goes, oh, come right over here. Well, it was perfect. And this is the kind of people they are. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great selection. Very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 7:47 in the morning. We come back. The Democrats want to pack the Supreme Court, and they're making their announcement in about an hour from now. Do you realize that, you know, everybody, you know, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a goddess to so many people
left. No way should you do that.
She said you shouldn't do that. Nine's a good number. And so now, FDR tried to do, he tried to pack the court, and the country rose against that. Now, the only thing we can hope is the country will rise again, because we'll talk about it when we get back, right after these messages.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed is only $1,799. Save $600. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now seeking applications for new members. The Grand Jury is a historic institution that investigates government and responds to citizen complaints on government issues, ensuring transparency and accountability among local government officials and agencies. Applications are being accepted until April 30th, with an informational Zoom meeting on April 21st at 3 p.m. Visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org for more information and to get the meeting link. Help ensure government transparency. Join today.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is the 15th. It used to be tax day.
Not anymore.
Nope, that's May 17th.
Got a whole other month to worry about it.
And they've got another month to screw with the tax regs. And meanwhile, your CPAs have lost probably 30 pounds apiece. They're all bald. The night.
Because they've been pulling their hair out.
You know, their fingernails are chewed to the quick. You know, because.
Changing.
Quit changing these things. You know, if you're going to change it, don't change it daily. Make all your changes in one time. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Now, we were talking about how the Susanville prison is shutting down, the correction center is shutting down. Somebody said, why? Well, it's because the prison population has dropped.
Why did it drop?
Because we were keeping them all back in the county jail. So, you know, and, you know, the COVID and all this. So we did. But you had a good question. Where is the prison guards union, you know, the correctional union? Because they swing a big stick in this.
Yeah,
and there's 1,000 jobs gone.
1,000 jobs, you know, and the community, I'm so glad it is going to have an impact on Shasta County. There's no question about it, because some of those people that have been around the Susanville jail. But you got 1,000 employees, so that's 1,000 families that are impacted. Then you've got all the prisoners that are there and all the people.
Well, now they're going to move prisoners to other spots. They're not shutting it down and turning everybody loose.
I got that. Right. But the people who have come that are there because they have somebody in jail. A lot of the population in Susanville is made up those camp followers, if you will.
Yes, camp followers, I like that.
Well, it is.
No, because their families in this way, they can visit them.
They can visit and what have you.
But they're part of the economy, too, there.
They're part of the economy there, and when they just get up and leave and follow off, Susanville's going to be devastated.
Well, it's already, if you go to
Susanville.
The real
estate market, the grocery stores, the impact is incredible.
It's not like Susanville has a huge economy that could take. It's not like they have something that will take the place of losing 1,000 jobs, plus all the other people.
That are there and work in the community.
It's not
just
1,000 people that work in the Susanville Correctional Facility thing. It's the local mom and pop restaurants. It's the fast food restaurants. It's the gun stores. It's all of these things. Everything is going to take an impact.
And property owners that are renting to these people, the real estate market, everything in the community. You take 1,000 jobs, close down a facility. It's huge. It's huge. And the fact that the people, I'm mind boggled. I just sat there and read that press release. I just cannot. Are they living in a bubble?
You know what? Brian, you know, I've always had this, this opinion of Brian that he was in there fighting and all this.
Brian was
Megan's new, so I don't, you know what?
Brian was an excellent supervisor. Yeah. He was an excellent assemblyman. He's a very nice man. I like him very much. I don't know. The whole thing.
I don't
thing
know either.
With both of them. But how they missed this is just incredible. And if in truth and in fact, neither one of them, if they kept it from them somehow, man, I would be down there swinging.
I'd go into somebody's office close the door, make sure there's no recording devices in there and choke somebody.
Yeah.
You know what you just did? You know what you just did to this region of our area up here, you just destroyed the economy of this town without even seeing how you could maybe, we're going to do this over a period of a year. No, this is happening in July.
Yeah.
July.
And back to Nick's phone call, I got to tell you that, well, I understand we have no authority to tell them they can't get off. We don't want to take away people's rights. But I certainly think that there should be an effort of some kind from within Shasta County to let those people know that they're not welcome to settle here.
Well, I understand that.
However you get that message across, welcome here.
How do we take it and start pushing people, and they say, they'll just move to another area. Well,
you what, that's fine.
They did it on Yuba Street, and it worked. So you move to another area. And then you have, then you have to have stringent, very stringent
rules about the
moving of people around.
Carl, we have made
not
an impact.
But beginning, getting all these things.
In the city of Anderson, we have those rules in place. To hassle them to the point where they don't stay.
Okay, Terry, you got 1 minute.
Yeah, do you really think the Dallies didn't know? I mean, come on, let's all grow up here. Of course they knew. During the election, Megan Daly used the Democratic server. She used the Democratic Party server for her election information. I mean, really and truly, of course they knew. How could they not know? They're both known for reaching across the aisle.
And
how could they not know? I think you raised a good question, Carl.
You know what? The thing about it is you're right. You know, one of the things that you could appreciate is that they could reach across the aisle. They could bring Democrats up here in Northern California and show them this is how we live. But, if indeed they didn't know, what does that tell us about?
How could they not know?
Well,
I mean, really, actually, come on, Carl. How could they not know? These guys know that stuff 2 weeks ahead of time. Ask Nielsen. They know. Anyway.
It would seem to me that it's pretty unreal to suspect that they didn't hear about this.
Well, that's true. And also, who are you going to vote for? No, Republican, diehard Republicans won't vote for a Democrat. Nobody's going to vote for Betancourt. Of course, big enough.
And you don't want to go there because that's not the answer.
No, it's not the answer.
I mean,
right.
any Republican is better than a...
I'll leave it with this. The mantra was, if you want a Republican, you'll need to vote with me, and I'm quoting... vote for me, and I'm quoting Megyn Dalley. You want a Republican, it's me. Tough.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Good run.
Yep.
And the last thing here is the California Department of Correction officials said a shrinking prisoner population is forcing the closure of the California Correctional Center in Susanville by July 22nd, the second prison closure in recent months. July 22nd. Think about that.
Yeah, it's huge impact.
I mean, it's April. It's in 90 days, they're shutting it down. Yeah. Now, it's going to take them a while, I imagine, but are they already starting to ship prisoners out and letting people go? I mean, there's a lot more to this. We got to run. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States slapping Russia with a new round of sanctions.
In a move of retaliation, the U.S. expelled 10 Russian diplomats and slapped sanctions against dozens of people and companies for interference in last year's presidential election and the hacking of federal agencies. U.S. officials believe the SolarWinds breach was an intelligence-gathering operation aimed at stealing government secrets. Russia immediately denounced the actions and warned of retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a maneuver denounced by Republicans as a power grab, congressional Democrats readying legislation to expand the U.S. Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Right now, the high court consists of 6 conservative justices and 3 others considered liberals. Last week's employment numbers are in. They're much better than economists had been expecting. 576,000 Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits, the drop of 193,000 from the week before. And thousands of tech jobs heading to Tennessee.
Technology corporation Oracle is planning to create 8,500 jobs in Nashville over the next decade. It will invest $1.2 billion in its newest digital hub, and the average salary of each job will be about $110,000.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. He's taking the Fifth. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd, will not testify at his trial. After 2 days, the defense now resting its case, some prosecution rebuttal testimony expected, and then the closing arguments have been set for Monday. Americans went shopping last month, retail sales surging 9.8% after dropping 3% the month before. Stocks flying high on Wall Street, the Dow's up 274 points, the NASDAQ ahead 158, the S&P 39 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over 2 decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
India reports more than 200,000 new coronavirus cases, skyrocketing past 14 million overall, the outbreak putting a heavy strain on the country's fragile health care system. And the BBC's Jill McGivering says there is a debate over the best course of action.
Delhi already had night curfews in place. Quite a few states are doing that now. Some people say, well, that's helpful. It stops social movement. It limits gathering and so on. Same with weekend lockdowns. Other people say, look, if you want to be serious about this, it has to be a complete lockdown, the kind of thing that India saw last year when it had a nationwide, extremely tough lockdown, which also caused enormous economic hardship.
India's total cases are second behind the United States, and its deaths are fourth behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. In the Indian capital, more than a dozen hotels and wedding banquet halls being turned into COVID-19 centers attached to hospitals. News and analysis at townhall.com.
A blistering internal report by the U.S. Capitol Police describes a multitude of missteps that left the force unprepared for the January 6th riot.
The report obtained by the Associated Press says riot shields shattered upon impact, expired weapons could not be used, training courses had been skipped, and an intelligence division had no set standards. The watchdog report was released internally last month. It provides new details about broader security and intelligence failures that Congress has been investigating. And it provides details about conversations between officials as they disagreed on whether National Guard forces were necessary to back up the understaffed police force. Bob Agner reporting.
Taiwan's president and an unofficial delegation of former senior U.S. government officials sent by President Biden reaffirming what they call rock-solid ties between the United States and Taiwan. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow up 275 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM for our second hour. Today, the 15th of April, it used to be tax day, no longer. That's been moved to May 17th. 8:05 in the morning, the news is brought to you always by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Healing starts there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Jared's at the helm. And Jared did some research, and we're going to get into that in a second, about the closing of the prison. And Trish Clark is with me.
And it's 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 76 and a low of 50. And on Friday, a high of 83 and a low of 54. On Saturday, 86 and 56. Sunny and clear all through that period. And not so much wind. On Sunday, a high of 90, bumping into those 90s. Sunday night, 56. On Monday, 89, and a low of 57. Tuesday, and the rest of the week, in the high to mid-80s. Going to continue in this lovely spring-like weather. Sounds good to me, as long as the wind isn't there. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, a possible change. I read that from our record searchlight saying they were shutting it down on July of this year. And the thing about it is, they've obviously left off
punctuation,
or they left out two numbers, because when we check other sources, they're talking about, did you say June or July of 2022, right?
I looked at two different things. One said June, one said July.
Right.
But we're talking 2022.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because to shut something down that big in 90 days means you'd have people moving out right now.
It's going to take longer than a little bit of time. How many prisoners are there?
I don't know.
The article not in
2,000.
2,000, roughly. Okay, 2,000. Yeah. But the prison population has dropped because they're turning all these people loose under AB 109,
all the
47,
other stupid things they've passed.
Yeah, 47, 48, or 47, 57, and COVID. So they're going to, and then if you, and also at Susanville, they have the fire camp there where they teach people to fight fires. Well, they're going to move that down to the Stockton area, too. So all these,
which makes absolutely no sense, given that fires are up here and in Southern California, so why not have the people that are going to fight them further away?
In any case, so it looks like it's going to be 2022, but it still takes nothing away from the fact that our representatives weren't told about it.
Yeah.
Didn't pick up a clue. And
you got to have a hard time believing that.
Terry had a point. He says, how could they not know that? But why would they? I mean, to me, it seems like if they did know it, why wouldn't they be throwing that out earlier than from the day they made the press conference? I mean, the press release.
Well, because then they can't be, if they're saying we're fighting it, we're trying to get this overturned, and they are not able to do that, it makes them look very ineffective. So if they just cop to saying we didn't know anything about it, so that's why we didn't do anything to try to stop it, they don't have to fight
that
battle.
Well, that's pretty Machiavellian there, kiddo. Hey, yeah, we were supposed to have a lady on today that's leading the opposition to the Fountain Wind project. That's where they're putting. They want to put up to 72 900-foot towers up in the Bernie Round Mountain area. It's going to be something like 40,000 acres that they're going to put
project.
It in there. It's a big project. I talked to the people from the project. How they're going to do it, how they're, you know, going to keep the area safe and all this. But we haven't had them on the show, but we will.
But we're going to.
And it's just like we were going to have this, you know, the lady on today, and I don't know why she didn't show up unless she has sent me something, you know, last night and said it's on Facebook or something because nobody's called me or anything like that. So we are still going to have them on to say we're going to have both sides on this. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going into this green, you know, century, and of which Biden's infrastructure project, if you look at it, is the Green New Deal in many cases. But
yeah, pretty much.
Up here, and you know, in California, we're being driven into this renewable energy, yet they won't count the dams and the hydro energy as being renewable.
Because they want to take the dams out. And if they include that as part of it, then it takes away from being able to destroy any more of the dams. If you ever allow that a dam is part of their Green New Deal, then it takes away all of the ability to destroy the dams as they've doing across the country.
Okay. And I'll go along with, yeah, I could see that. But here's the, you know, but hydroelectricity is renewable. The other part about this is, you know, the cogen plants, which is renewable because they're taking trees and brush and all that.
Take care of all the other issues that have to do with the fire.
You know, at some point, though, you run out of, I don't know when, and it'll probably take you a while, but still you're going to run out of trees and brush.
But cogen plants, and they do it successfully on the East Coast, can burn garbage, which would serve another incredible thing on the West Coast to get rid of the garbage. I've said for years, and never while I was a supervisor for District 5 out loud, but the most economical thing that Shasta County could possibly do is put a great big cogen plant out on the Millville Plains and take in all the garbage from the rest of the state and burn it. I know. The people in the 5th District are going to just scream right now. But it has been proven that, in fact, it has no ill effects to the atmosphere. It would get rid of all of the garbage that is contaminating the soil all over the United States. At some point, all of these dumps that we've got and landfills are going to blow sky high from all the gas that's being created and the methane gas, which they've proven. I mean, we're selling gas off of the dump here in Shasta County.
You are?
Well, yeah, they emit gas off of it, and they're selling the electricity.
Oh, okay.
Well, but what I'm saying is,
yes,
if that is green, would be the best thing they could possibly do. Big moneymaker for Shasta County.
Well, but you're talking about a plant of, I don't know how big it would be, because it would have to be hot enough that it could burn all this waste.
That's right.
And then capture it, you know, capture all the gases and everything, recirculate it out. But the other thing is, if this is going to be a plant this big, all the trucks that are coming in from not just Shasta County, but you could be bringing them in.
Huge project.
You could be bringing them in from Nevada.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, people are coming in here. I mean,
Shasta County would be the richest county in the West Coast.
By burning garbage.
Damn straight.
That's okay. Damn straight. Damn straight.
I mean,
if you know Trish, that's one of her sayings. And the fact she hasn't done it in 10 years is pretty cool.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's take a break, because when I get back, the Move Oregon's Border for Greater Idaho.
That's a great. Looked at that
this
map?
This is big. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, if you ever wanted to live in Idaho, if you get behind this movement, and you could live in Idaho.
You could even move your address.
These are things, though, that take, I mean, it's more than just, I want to do this. I mean, it's much more than that. It's It's having Congress go along with this and the states go along with this. I mean, this is not, you know, who knows? Does Boise want to do this? Boise, Idaho want to do, does Idaho want to do this? Or is this just an idea from Southern Oregon and Northern California?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we want to join you. Reversion Selmo. 10 years ago, called the governor of Texas and said, why don't you annex us up here?
Non-contiguous annexation.
There you go. And we'll be part of Texas, and you'll have a port out here on the West Coast.
And I was sitting there as he made the phone call. We were having the discussion. He picked up the phone, literally called the governor of Texas. We sat there and had that discussion. He was on speakerphone.
Well,
he thought it was a great idea. Give him a West Coast border.
Give him a West Coast border. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, Judy Maxwell has been building this business since 1993. And she has, you know, two different divisions there, insurance division and a financial division. And they do very, very good work. They think of their customers as more than just a customer. They're friends. They want to do the very best for you. And to make sure that both your insurance and financial needs are met. And right now you can get a second opinion on retirement plans and 401ks. Things have changed. Are you in the right retirement plan, or how can you change maybe a couple of things to give yourself more leverage and more advantage? Well, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning here on formerly Tax Day.
Well, my name's Conley Pettimore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come a tan about twice.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of 4 energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Our brains are complex and play an important role in health and well-being. Having knowledge about the brain will help keep you and your loved ones healthy and enjoying a quality life.
you can learn brain health and dementia prevention strategies during the Healthy Brain Symposium, a free live event with resource exhibits, or attend via Zoom webinar April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to get informed about brain health and aging well from leading medical professionals and healthcare experts, including David Johnson, Associate Professor in Neurology, UC Davis Alzheimer's, Dr. Ruth O'Hara, Senior Associate Dean of Research, Stanford University of Medicine, Donna Ross, Licensed Physical Therapy Medical Home Professionals, and Dr. Eric Egli, PhD, plus a panel of experts question and answer session. It's all at the Healthy Brain Symposium, April 28th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reading or online. Free registration, go to shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here on the formerly, or the April 15th, the day formerly known as Tax Day, and has now been moved to May 17th.
And you know, the only people that don't like the fact that they've moved it are the people that do taxes.
Because it makes them crazy.
Oh, they're used to being done. I'm ready to go on vacation after April 15th, and you wrap up.
They would.
Me to stay till May 17th doing this insanity?
Well, usually then after that, because they've worked really hard there. And I mean, they're continually during the year because you have to make changes. But this is their big push. Then around May or June, they like to take a little bit of a break. Now that. So, yeah. Hey, 8:20 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, which I use. What a great place. I mean, it's. Do you know what's been here?
I mean, I heard that yesterday.
What, 100 years?
How do you do that? They don't look that old.
They've been washing cars in this area for 100 years?
I know. That was really interesting. And which one of the gentlemen is the family that owns it?
Oh, I'm not sure. But anyway, spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Mark and Eureka. Wait, right down the street from us. Next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. You can buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean.
Soft cloth. Make sure that clean cloth always. Soft cloth washing is so important.
Yeah.
They do such a good job of wiping your car off and your windows and everything. They really did a good job.
I had my truck hadn't been washed in over a month. It had everything on it from mud to, pollen.
Yeah.
Went through there. The young man made sure he'd wiped everything down. Everything was clean. It's great.
Absolutely great. I've used them ever since I've lived here, and I get my car washed on a regular basis. I don't like to drive a dirty car.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, you're back.
Well, the reason I'm back is that you were talking about Greater Idaho, and I've been working with those people and talking with them for about 6 months now.
Does Idaho want to do this?
Well, see, here's let me just explain very quickly, and that is that the Idaho's governor would probably like it for the tax base, but here's the real deal. The real deal is, and Article 1, Section 10, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution, no state may enter into a compact, a contract, an agreement with any other state without what? The consent of Congress, which means that if Idaho wants to have some Oregon counties want to move to Idaho, there has to be an agreement of the legislature of Idaho, an agreement of the legislature of Oregon, which means it has to go to Congress just for those two things twice to get Congress's approval.
Yeah.
So that's 2 moves. Then if they want to take California, that's 3 moves. But, oh, wait, they also have to get it through their state legislatures. So in talking with these guys, a long story short, I said, you know, basically you'd still have to go through an Article 4, Section 3 state split in 3 different ways. This could take about 10 years. And not only that, but really and truly, it's only 2 counties in Oregon that actually are fully invested in this. You know, and what would be the motivation of 2 counties in Oregon being let go by the Oregon legislature and being received by Idaho?
It's a long shot, is what you're saying.
Oh, it's further than a long shot. Yeah. But it doesn't – see, the thing is people are just so frustrated and upset about everything that's going on. Anything sounds good. But, you know, everything may sound legal, but it may not be lawful. And I think that's the issue, that we have to start looking at things that are real. New Nevada is real. That could actually happen.
Say again?
New Nevada?
New Nevada, yeah.
What's that?
That's a movement in Nevada that is similar to what we would like to do in Jefferson. And that is that to have separation in the state because of apportionment, because of representation. Yeah. And there isn't adequate representation and equal and adequate representation in the Senate, the state Senate, for Nevada, the same thing that we go through up here.
Northern Nevada, I imagine.
And Nevada,
any place in Nevada besides Las Vegas.
Right, and that's right. And so what happens is you have an issue to where they're not getting representation. And again, it just goes back to the same old thing. You can't help it. If you want apportionment, you want representation, you need smaller states. It's pretty simple. And I think that a lot of people come to that conclusion. There's also a movement in Illinois.
I heard there's one in Colorado, too.
Well, Colorado kind of came and went. I'm not sure what's going on with Colorado, but the ones that are real right now are Nevada Chicago. New York's getting close. And, of course, what we're doing here in Northern California with the state of Jefferson, or whatever we end up calling it. But I think California eventually should go to four states, I think.
Okay. All right, Terry.
Okay, but Terry, here the bottom line is, under the current jurisdiction in the federal government, nothing's going to be approved by this Congress that doesn't benefit the Democratic Party.
Well, yeah, and you know,
and creating conservative states isn't it?
One last thing I want to leave you with: it's impossible for Washington D.C. to become a state because of Article One.
The land was given to Maryland. It was given from Maryland. Okay, thanks, Terry. You know, but this whole thing goes back to what Terry is saying. If you look at it, it is representation, but it's become it's not the North and South. It's not the East and West. It's urban areas against the rest of the state.
The flyover part of the world that doesn't make the decisions.
Well, but if you look at the I-5, and it goes from San Diego all the way up to the Canadian border, the Mexican border, the Canadian border. If you're east of the I-5, in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, it's going to be an urban Democrat-controlled area. West of the I-5.
Okay, yeah.
East of the I-5, it's going to be rural, smaller towns, smaller cities that is predominantly red. But they're never going to have the vote to make any changes in their own state the way it's set up now.
That's exactly right. But here's the deal. And we talked about this a little bit off the air a minute ago. There's a lot of stuff going on locally, statewide, federal government right now, which has got to make any thinking, common sense kind of person shake your head and go, really? I mean, some of the stuff that's being proposed at the federal level, I mean, far-reaching. They're going to take over make a state out of Washington, D.C. They're going to pack the Supreme Court. They're going to take away all of our gun rules. I mean, every day it's a new executive order. I mean, this new bill that they're coming out with, the infrastructure. Do you suppose at some point that they're just trying to make the point that how ludicrous and unrealistic and incredible do we have to put this stuff out there before the American people wake up and see we're not anywhere close to operating under our Constitution? When is enough going to be enough? When are we going to wake up and say, whoa, wait a minute?
Obviously not yet.
This
packing of the court could be the one that somebody said, well, how would you change this? I said, it's easy. If people believed in this during FDR's time, it was a revolt of, not a revolt, but the people spoke through the representatives. There's, you know, if something like this was getting actually thought about, then you could have your million person march in D.C. that are marching against packing the court. You can put millions of emails and letters to these, you know, quote, moderate Democrats and say, your career is over. How can you do this? You know, all that. And then Republicans, we're going to use this as a club on them. But they actually are saying things. And one of them actually said, well, it's an infrastructure thing.
Yeah, everything infrastructure includes everything.
Child care, abortions, everything. That's infrastructure.
But we have a more recent example of how the American people can speak. You can remember during the Bush administration when they were going to pass the legislation that would include all of the illegal immigrants and make that sweeping thing come in. And the American population just rose up, and every senator and every congressman got letters saying, no, you're not doing this whole reform of the immigration system. And I've forgotten all the details of it, but they were ready, both sides, to move forward with that. And the American people shut it down. Across the board, they just quit talking about it.
We still have the power to do that.
Yes, we do. And we have to do it as the American people. Take back your government.
You know, but it's kind of like this. You're in a heavyweight fight here. And Mr. Biden and his crew are just pummeling you. They're working on your body, and hoping that if they work on your body enough, you know, if you kill the body, the head will fall. Well, I think what they're going to find that this is going to be a 15-round fight, and that you can pound away here for the first few rounds and, you know, knock me around the ring, but at some point you start fighting back.
And I believe we have not gotten to that point yet. I believe that the majority of the American citizens believe in our Constitution, want to go back to living under it, some semblance of what we all, I mean, what all the veterans in this country have fought and died for to maintain. And at some point, we've got to stand up and say, wait a minute, too much.
Why is all this money and housing and everything been given to illegals when you've got veterans on the street that are
homeless? Exactly.
You know, okay, now here's something. Here's a good comment. Biden opposes packing the court, and he has said that.
In the past.
Study group will find it inappropriate, so the ultra-left will be somewhat quieted because this is one of the things they wanted to do. So they could just be throwing this thing out there to say, we're going to look at it. It's going to go up, and it's going to fail.
No, they're throwing everything at us. How much are you going to take before you fight back?
Well, you know how one of the ways to handle this is? You go to River Commons Senior Living. You know what? California's premier retirement community. Kick back. Not have to worry about all those taxes on your house that keep raising, all the other things that are happening. You go to a place where you can be happy. It's not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors who like to do things, you know, that they, you know, imagine having a gourmet chef cooking all of your meals. Is that cool? An activity director saying, hey, we got all these things going on if you choose to do it. You can bring your pet with you. They're very pet friendly over there at River Commons Senior Living. There's so many things that are an advantage of being at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. They're located at 301 Hartnell Avenue in downtown, right next, by the way, to the VA clinic. So, you know, if you're a veteran, just kind of like stroll on over there. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. 8:31 in the morning, 48 degrees. We'll be right back.
Friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Phone lines are 605-4567. It's open line now since Fountain Wind didn't show up. And it is 8:36 in the morning. It's 46 degrees out there. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
54.
What did I say?
You said 46. Oh, it's 54 now.
Oh, it's 54. It's changed. Okay. 54 degrees out there, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives just great customer service. They also give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, the only one in the area that has a Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. A number of things they're doing over at Shasta Regional Medical Center to keep you healthy and improve your quality of life tremendously. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there.
If you've got something on your mind, it is open line. You can talk about anything, whether we've been talking about it or not. And if you've got something you just can't wait to get out there, you can give us a call at 605-4567.
Yeah, anything. Recall, no recall. Yeah, are you for the recall or not? I mean, we hear a lot of stuff.
And how do you feel about it, and how do you feel about what they're trying to accomplish, or what are they trying to accomplish?
And next Thursday, we had on our show, we were going to have Alyssa McEwen, and Melissa, I'm sorry about her last name, and I just got a phone call yesterday that one of them can't make it next Thursday, but I think it's important that we get them on, because
I'd love to hear.
I want to hear.
People want to know
what's the end result.
Okay, you've got to kind of defined what the reasons are. It's built up over a period of time. I know they have a good case and a good reason, and they've got a pretty good organization put together.
I think their organization, I think their organization is good.
I think the public needs to have a better understanding of exactly, okay, here's what we want to do. Here's the type of person that we're going to try to replace them with to accomplish this.
And what is the end result?
Yeah. What are you trying to accomplish?
Do we want this to
What are you trying to change?
Do you want this to be the county of Jefferson? or do you, or is there other things that you want to do? And, I don't need Terry calling in again, but I think Melissa and Alyssa coming on, because they've been prime movers in this thing, that they can explain these things, because right now people are just saying, oh, they just hate and all this, and I don't think that that's
it. I don't think that's it.
But, however, when you listen to the Board of Supervisors meetings, when they bring in boxes that say they're going to need these to move out, and there's boxes of Fruit Loops and those kind of things, I don't know, does that help or not help? And then this guy Vladislav, I'm not sure that's his name, he gets up there and he's just, I mean, he says some pretty harsh, nasty things, which is his right, but that doesn't help. I think I see even the recall movement kind of backing off from him, but he still gets his name up there.
I think perhaps the mood across the United States, certainly there's a lot of counties, states, local jurisdictions that are making moves to take back the control, to go back to our form of government, which was supposed to start with most of the power at the local level, then the state level, and the federal government had very defined duties, which they have expanded beyond all rationale.
Well, defend the borders and keep the infrastructure going.
Exactly.
That was the main thing, but so far we haven't defended the borders. Well, we haven't under this administration.
We have a border in this case.
And our infrastructure bill is not infrastructure. It's $9 billion of $4 trillion or $2 or $4 trillion. You know, trillions.
It's beyond comprehension.
Yeah, something like that. Only $9 billion is going to roads and infrastructure. And somebody told me yesterday that somebody did the statistics, and for $560 billion or something like that, close, you could repair every mile of infrastructure in the United States.
Well, but they are including all kinds of other things in the infrastructure. But back to what I was saying about the movement across the United States, all kinds of counties, there's a huge movement going on by county sheriffs to become strong county sheriff, where the county sheriff is really the ultimate in authority at the local level. And they're the only people who can say and support, if they absolutely believe that a state or federal law that's coming down to them is unconstitutional and they believe they can support that, they can actually say, no, we're not going to do it in our county. There's a whole coalition of that building across the United States, a huge group that's meeting and talking, and there's a guy in front. So there's a whole movement to take back this government at the local level. It's pretty quiet. They're not burning buildings and staging big unrest things like they're doing in Minnesota with the other side. I mean, they're not burning buildings and causing those kind of things, but it's out there and it's pretty active.
Okay, let's go.
Is that what they're doing at the local level? I don't know.
I don't see them going out there. I would never see them out there burning buildings.
Oh, no. I'm not insinuating that.
No, they'll never do that.
I'm saying, are they trying to build that infrastructure and take back the county and bring it back to local control?
Well, and Lori, hang on just for a second to get this thought out. It is under local control. We elect these people on the city council and the Board of Supervisors on a regular basis. These are our neighbors. These are people that live in our county. They are local.
But they're not
so
controlling much.
Well, as you said yourself, 80% of every dollar that comes into, or 83% of every dollar that comes in to this county is already spent.
Oh, that's right.
So they've got
at the county level. Yeah.
Now, however, they could do things, consolidate positions. They can do pay cuts, which is something somebody has said. Pay cuts for the people that are there. There's a variety of things they can do, but it's still, you're still, no matter what you do, we still only get 83% of every dollar is already spent.
That's absolute reality.
Okay, Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Trish. I like your comment earlier, Carl, about how they can knock around the body and then it's easier to kind of take the head, brain, coherency. Well, I kind of think they're working on it with this COVID, with the masking, vaccine. There's already, I don't know, maybe they'll come up with something as a medication, because not everyone's buying and wanting the vaccine. I would like to point out LAPD had a video of some sheriffs going to the homebound, which is where they go to your home, a group home. There were these young girls that were being forced, held, and being jabbed, and this is with the sheriff in his green uniform, gun in tow, very intimidating, scaring the you-know-what out of these people. And then they were also doing elderly Alzheimer people that were kind of just, you know, half awake, and they're jabbing them. Okay, maybe they're conserved, all of them, but the point is the method, the technique is just looking like, you know, Germany, Nazi time. I'd like to give one quick update in closing. Yesterday was the media briefing. Dr. Ramstrom's on vacation. I had three questions asked. Once again, they'll read the email incorrectly, twist it, turn it, and so you no longer have your original question being posed. They had a substitute person, Dr. Michael Vavakis, and my whole question and concern is about pregnancy. Never before did they tell people that are pregnant to have a vaccine or a medication because it was unethical, immoral, to test on people pregnant. They never had pregnant trials to compare to. Now, suddenly it's okay to have chemotherapy. It's okay to, you know, have these vaccines. Well, they're seeing all the miscarriages and whatnot, so I'm very concerned that that question was deferred because I wanted to ask Dr. Ramstrom, and I hope the question gets held over, if she's pro-vaccinating pregnant people. All he said was go to ask your primary person. Well, I already put that in my question. I said anyone can refer to your doctor or your OBGYN. I want to know what these people think, our people. And the Johnson & Johnson, 15 million bad batches from the plant in Baltimore. And then now they're saying, oh, we're, out of preponderance of protection, we're going to put a pause on it. We're going to put a hold on it so no one can get the Johnson & Johnson right now, not the Hope Fan, not the Rancheria. It's on hold because they said a couple people had some blood clots and one person died. How about the fact they had 15 million doses go bad? And in yesterday's briefing, they're saying, hey, if you recently got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine injection, you might want to pay attention to shortness of breath, stomach issues, and a list of side effects. Something bad has happened with that batch, and they're covering it up, in my opinion. It is not because six people have a rare clotting disorder out of millions given.
Okay.
Laura, that makes good sense, because actually there's got to be more to it than just six people. Thanks for the call.
There absolutely is, because they don't care about the other problems with the other vaccines, and I'm talking before COVID. They don't put pauses for a little thing like this, quote-unquote.
Okay.
So that's my input, folks.
Thanks, Laura.
The Board of Supervisors.
All right. Hey, we were going to talk about this. They've had the seventh case of severe type of blood clots after receiving the Johnson & Johnson. Now, you can look at it. They've had seven cases out of more than 7.2 million shots administered. But they also had one, it seems like, during the trials with a 25-year-old male. The rest of them have been females. And I didn't know if they were... if there was something that the women had in common or what, but, 50, you know, and they did put a hold on those, or they did.
It's interesting.
They did have the bad batch of
millions. So there's this concern there. In a nutshell, the COVID thing, there has been so much misinformation since the very beginning of this. They say it one day, they contradict it the next day. There isn't anything they've told us that they haven't contradicted someplace down the line.
Absolutely.
So it's very difficult for any of us to believe, I mean, to know what is fact and what is fiction.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available. Can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Linda and I, we went down to Sacramento. Where'd we go? They had at least 12 new charging stations put up there in one of these places Granzella's. Had like 12 of them down at Granzella's that had not been there before. So it was interesting. Okay, we'll be right back. 8:47 in the morning, 54 degrees out there here on the day, April the 15th, formerly known as Tax Day. That's been changed.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu Number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu Number 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio for our last segment here on the 15th of April. It's 8:51 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, been in the business over 20 years, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, the only place I've had my haircut since I've lived in Reading. They work on appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478. CNN has come out. I know it's hard to believe this. There's been two pieces on CNN lately. It's the Washington Post. They admitted this week that the mainstream media outlets, including CNN, were wrong to panic over crowds in the early days, because it appears now is that you don't get COVID when you're outside, as the Cottonwood Rodeo could show you. And hopefully, as the Reading Rodeo is going to show you, and we'll show you. You know what? Frankly, trying to keep people, we're only going to have half the people or 30% of the people there. No, just let people go to the rodeo. You're not going to get the chance of you getting COVID at the outdoor event, as has been proven by science, is really, 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 really low. And well, so the Washington Post admitted that. Okay, we were wrong in getting, upset about this.
Okay, so here, I'm getting gas, all right? Uh-huh. Okay, you're at, you know how you get gas?
You must have eaten with me last night.
I'm gassing my car.
Oh, okay.
I'm gassing my car. And I pull in, and there's like 7-8 people that are getting gas. How separated are you? You're pumping your own gas. There isn't anybody else around you. 5 of those 7 people had masks on. What are they thinking?
Well, you know,
you're outside your car. There isn't anybody else around you.
The only thing you might want to do
if COVID lives on the metal on your on the
and put a pair of gloves on. What that mask is going to do?
Just
any
wipe
good?
Your hands off over that. Yeah, I got it. I'm standing there thinking.
I wanted to go up to him and say, "Excuse me, what are you doing?"
It's the ones in the cars that wear
well,
the mask.
Well, that yeah.
Now by themselves. Now I can see where I'm almost insisting Linda wear one when she drives, because she has a tendency to kind of like do a California stop at the traffic lights and with the camera. But if you put that mask on, sweetheart, and it can be an attractive mask when you're driving, they're never going to be able to prove it's you. I mean, you know that they have to prove it's you, right, people out there? They have. It's not just.
Oh, my God.
The license plate is
Carl,
not
you're
enough.
You're going to have everybody in Reading driving around with a mask on, running stoplights for the next
it's
week.
It's not. It has nothing to do with the license plate. They have to be able to identify
exactly.
you off your driver's license. You got a mask on, guess what? It becomes very difficult.
Wow.
It's my way of fighting back against these things. I mean,
how many
after
tickets
all,
has Linda gotten?
Two. She's had more, but they...
She couldn't prove it was her?
They couldn't prove it was her on one of them. And it was like, wow. Even, you know, the guy says, sure looks like Linda, but yeah, no, that's
right.
Okay.
Linda, here's the deal, because Carl will get one of those eventually, and
yeah,
payback is...
Yeah, terrible. Now, they also said that... that Project Veritas, you know, these are the guys that go in and record things. Well, the CNN director of their IT just went on and on saying how the network relied on the coronavirus pandemic for ratings, for really drives, numbers, and how they went after Trump, and they just kept going after Trump, and the whole thing was we wanted him out. And this is what drove their news.
Yes.
Anything. But they didn't have to be good stories when they said, oh, he had, you know, if somebody said, oh, he may be having a health problem, they ran four or five stories that Trump is having a health problem. Let's go to the phones. Rory, good morning.
Hey, it's Rory. I'm calling myself Rory now because there's another guy with my first name. So, hey, Carl, you didn't think the boxes were funny? Now, here's the reason I did that, Carl.
Why'd you
if
do that?
If we all just come in and complain every week like we do and present facts and data, which they ignore, you've got to do something a little different just to kind of get that old flask going in the brain.
Well, I didn't.
And they take a picture of it and
I
put it in their slide tray and say, wow. And guess what? There has to be truth in humor or it's not funny. And almost everybody in that room was smiling and laughing because there was truth in that. So,
it was kind of like, it's kind of like a, what do they call those when, when you're teaching something and you have a
demonstration.
No, it's not a demonstration.
Yeah.
It's called a teacher's.
Exhibit or something.
Okay.
That was one of the ways to put that in people's memories. And speaking of memories, that's why we're having so many problems. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the public, they have the memory of a flying insect. And they can't remember from one week to the next all the lies coming down from the government regarding COVID and vaccines. And that's unfortunate why there's people wearing masks at the gas pump. Yeah, you guys have a great day.
All right. I would say that probably the boxes will be part of the footage for the next film that comes out from this group.
Yeah, I imagine.
And they did a really good job in the first one, as I indicated before. The only reason
I don't like the first one is they
make one of the people look like part of the solution that is basically part of the problem. Just say that again.
Well, one of the supervisors?
Yes.
Oh, well.
So I hope in the next film they don't focus on him.
Hey, see what's today, Thursday. Tomorrow, House Realty is coming in. We're going to be talking about, one of the things we're going to be talking about, because I've asked them to address this, is eviction of people under this, you know, under COVID rules, and they keep extending this where people don't, not only do they not have to pay their rent, or in many cases, electricity or water, and then they can't be evicted because they say COVID. Well, is that true? Well, in some cases it is, but you're going to hear in other cases how sometimes how you can defend yourself because the landowner, and don't think about mega corporations owning, huge apartment buildings. Think of mom and pop that own their home, and maybe another, the you know, that, that have their home and they have a rental or maybe even two rentals to over the 30 or 40 years. And now they have people in there that are not paying, and they're still making payments on it.
Exactly. But there is an example, and I've researched a little bit, and it seems to be accurate, where a couple actually bought a home from a gentleman, went through escrow.
It did happen.
Yeah, okay.
And they had the money. He had the money.
Went through escrow, closed. He has the money. They have the ownership, the title to the property. They can't move in because he won't move out, and they can't evict him.
Okay. The final thing on that is that they finally left, and now the people, after over a year of this, they're selling the property because they said, we can't live here. It's just too many. It's just too much angst. So we're not going. We're going to just sell it and go to someplace else. Well, probably one of the reasons they could probably get a better, you know, better deal,
better
on
price.
But they
on
just
it,
said,
yeah,
we're just, you know what, this thing.
That has
is,
to be the most frustrating thing.
It is to have our and to use your savings and use
exactly
all your other things to buy this house, and then this guy refused to move even after he had the money.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was all finished, clothed, done, and he just said, no, he's not moving, and they couldn't evict him. That seems that they should have a lawsuit against somebody for damages, because that court obviously wasn't paying attention.
It's
the that is not the circumstances that that ruling was made for.
No, but we're going to discuss that along with the latest on real estate around here again.
Which is really incredible. 300 and some homes available in Shasta County.
I'm not even sure it's that many, but we'll see.
As of last weekend, it was 300 and some.
Well, then that's dropped then from the week before.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, everybody, you have a great day out there. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.